Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpbc.org.
Well, good morning. Good to see everyone. Been trying to ask the Lord to, what do I need to bring before His people any time I come before Him. And I think about y'all special, my home church, and just glad to see each and every one. Because we're totally dependent for the very air just to live from Almighty God. And I was thinking this past week, you know, we pray. I know I pray, Lord, for show me the way. But, and He does. But what I've got to even ponder more so is, am I courageous? Let's go to Luke 17. A familiar passage, but we're going to read it, and hopefully the Lord will give me a little liberty on it. If it does, give Him the glory. And what I'm looking for is, are we courageous? We have courage. And it came to pass, it's this verse 11, Luke 17, verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed in the midst of Samaria and Galilee. That's the countryside. As he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, picture in your mind, Christ was going toward Jerusalem, going through this countryside, and there was a lot of Jews, and the Samaritans were there. These 10 men, they had the leprosy of disease, in which I've known, y'all studied a little bit, how terrible that sin, that disease is, and it's, we all go through sicknesses. I was looking at this kind of open, little liberal way of thinking about us, the illnesses that we have, sin that we have. These men were in sad shape. They couldn't even get near other people. When a leper came about an area, people, they had to stay way back, and if they went through an area, somebody had to go before them, tell them the leper's coming, everybody got away, because they really didn't know what caused that disease. Really didn't have a cure for that disease. So they're in pretty sad shape, those brethren were, anytime leprosy was, especially back then. They met him 10 that were lepers which stood afar off. So you can picture in your mind as he was walking on this, I'm going to say a road, going to this town, a certain town, these men stood back away. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Right.
How many times have we asked God to have mercy when we've been sick and shut out from everybody else and feeling really low? And we quite frequently, yes, Lord, help. And recognizing that Jesus is our Master. That was good that they did that. You know, call upon Jesus. Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me get through this situation I've got. Help me, Lord. And when He saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. Well, they instructed a certain thing to do, to go show them their disease situation.
Yes.
And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. All of them were cleansed. Mm-hmm. Everyone was cleansed. They called upon the Lord to cleanse them, to help them, have mercy upon them. And he did. He gave those brethren a special blessing to heal them. And the Lord sends us healing knowledge, and the Lord heals us. And we, okay, Lord, you healed us. But here's the part after that that I wonder about me. After they're all cleansed, after I've been cleansed from a disease, cleansed from a situation,
right,
my mind's been set straight, Brother Vaughn. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Mm-hmm. How many times has the Lord healed us, me and you, and we didn't say a word to anybody? We just sort of said quietly, said, thank you, Lord. Just went on. This brother pronounced it out loud.
Right.
Thank you, God, for healing me. Thank you, God, for cleansing me. Thank you, God, for taking care of the situation for me.
Right.
courage, Brother Vaughn, because you know people are going to persecute you when you turn and say, God, heal me. And people look at you like, strange. Do I have courage? We need to think about that. When God has satisfied a situation for us and made it right, we need to stop and let folks know. You know, we ask for you to pray for me. Pray for one another, sickness. Yes. And then we don't ever let them have a report back. I wondered about myself. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. That Samaritan wasn't, they didn't care for him. Mm-hmm. There's people that, our prejudice that we have, we don't care for certain other people. But this man was healed and he turned around and he glorified God.
Right.
Forget about everybody else. If God has healed you or fixed something for you and you recognize you see it, you are to turn around and glorify God.
Yes.
You should. Let the others think what they want. That doesn't make a better difference what they think. I want to worship God and give Him a praise. Because He's the one. He gave me the blessing. He gives us what we need when we need it. And when we call upon Him, recognize the fact that we need His help, calling Him Master, help me, Lord, and He gives me help. I need to stand up and say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Let others know around me. God has done something for me.
Yes.
Even though I might not be liked by everybody else around me, Brother Vaughn. They kind of look at you like, you're not supposed to say anything about God. It's got toward now. In the society we live now, somebody stops and says, praise God. Right. Thank God. Everybody looks at them weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Well, you're not supposed to say that in here. This is work, or this is the situation here. That they don't like to hear things about God. Say it anyway.
That's right.
God has fixed you. He's healed you.
Right.
And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Don't worry about the other folk. You praise God. There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. That Samaritan stranger, not one accustomed to giving praises around everybody else, but this man did.
Yes.
He was thankful, Brother Vaughn, that God fixed him.
Yes.
He stood up. He had courage. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Think about that a minute. Thy faith has made thee whole. I'm looking at it in the eyes of the church. God has healed you that you may see the glorious things of God.
Mm-hmm.
And all that you have is because God has blessed you with all the good things. And God has healed you and carried you. I see that to be whole, to have the full understanding of where your help cometh.
Yes.
It didn't come by, well, I got well on my own. I took XYZ pills. God healed me. He may have used that medicine, but He was the strength in the medicine.
Right.
When we come to the old church and we give God the praise, honor, and glory, knowing that we can't fix ourselves, but the only one that can fix us is Jesus Christ and Christ alone, that will make you whole of the understanding of what God, how He takes care of His people. That's the wholeness that I see right there.
Mm-hmm.
That we've come before the church, and that's God's house. To come before the church and say, help me, Lord. And when He heals you, help me to see and to understand. I see that the wholeness of full understanding. And that to me is a cure in itself. Because I'm not partially blinded. I understand. Thy faith, exercising what God has given me and you to give God the glory. For He is the one that Jesus Christ sits at the right hand, but giving God the glory. Giving it through Christ Jesus. These are things that I've thinking about. Do I have courage? Do you have courage? How are you exercising your courage? Let others know. Proclaim outwardly what Jesus has done for you, that they may see your Father's good work. Not yours. But may see your Father's good work. And it's quite interesting to me. I've seen when times when I have glorified the Lord by saying, God has done something for me and helped me. It's always amazing to me that other people around me say, well, he helped me on this and that.
Yeah.
That's when you just start realizing this picture is a lot bigger than we have. We have an idea and imagination. God is everywhere present, nowhere absent. He sees. He suffers a lot of things that happen. But if we'll see that God is taking care of us and give him the glory, he'll deliver us. Mm-hmm.